Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Blueberry oatmeal breakfast bars that we told you about a few weeks ago, all ready to pop into school cafeteria ovens, are working well. And says Larry Martin with the Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association, with help from the UK Food Innovation Center, there are more products in the planning.
They're developing blueberry popsicles. They're developing blueberry pancake and muffin mixes. We're working on individual size cups where you kind of peel the plastic off of the top of a little plastic cup and it's one full serving size of blueberries. Something that we might not only market to the schools, but nursing homes and hospitals and things like that.
Potential growers or consumers can check them out online.
Blueberrygrowers.com is our website. It's easy to remember. If you just punch in Kentucky Blueberries, you're going to find us right away. We're all over the internet and we've been around for a long time now, and we've got over 250 members in our association now and growing all the time.
Another sign of that is their big festival late next month.
This will be the 13th year of the Blueberry Festival here in Edmonton, Kentucky, and that's June 20th and 21st. We've always got lots of bushes here. The state has been nice enough to give us a grant to help us teach new farmers how to grow blueberries, and we go around to different extension offices too and teach new farmers how to grow blueberries in particular.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Blueberry Grower Association President Larry Martin says development of their prepared mix for the breakfast bars for school cafeteria ovens has been a major value-added step for the group.
This is one that appealed to us because we would be kind of competing with Pop-Tarts, which we saw as a good chance to get a healthier, better product into the school.
Consumers or potential growers can learn more about production of the berries and new products online. Check them out at blueberrygrowers.com.
So there's just all kinds of exciting things. If anybody wants to just get a hold of us at the association, whether they need plants or to learn about blueberries or need help marketing or need packaging, we're just a wealth of information for them. We have an on-staff horticulturist. We've got other people with bachelor degrees in agriculture and myself with over 50 years experience in blueberries, and we can help people with blueberries very much so.
Their festival, June 20 and 21st in Edmonton. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.